Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me a very cool kindred spirit. The guy gets my life, my business. I get his life and business. So Jonathan, great to be with you today.
Carrie, I'm so excited to be here and talk about this important conversation.
Yes, and listen, there's a lot of people right now who are watching and will watch that say, my message doesn't matter. In other words, that's the lie from the enemy that they've believed, because I think it's easier to believe that, you know what? I don't matter. My message doesn't matter. Jonathan, I want to tell people what they're going to get today in terms of value. I really believe they're going to get hope. They're going to get case studies. They're going to get illustrations of people who, just like them, have maybe not been born with a big platform or all kinds of funds to spend on ads. And they're going to get some clarity today. So Jonathan, first of all, tell us the backstory about the book. Why did you put this title, this book, for this time in life?
Yes. So this was a kind of a realization about 4 years ago. And I got started in my online journey as a blogger. That's how I got started. Started blogging about career coaching advice. And then after a couple of years, started teaching people about how do you take something you're passionate about and turn it into a successful blog and business online. And I used to have this product called Blogging Your Passion University. Yep. And it was something we launched every year for several years. And one particular year, I said on the last day, I'm going to be on the live chat and I just want to answer any questions you have. And yes, it's really me. And I had like about 8 different chats going on at once. It was a crazy day. It was like 12 hours of just having conversations with people.
Wow.
And here was the thing, Carrie, that shocked me. The questions were not about what was in the course. 95% of the questions were, I don't think I could do this. Ooh. I don't think I have what it takes. I don't know if I can add value to people. I don't know if my message matters. And I walked away that day going, people who are not buying my product are not buying it because they don't think it'll work. They're not buying it because they don't think that they have what it takes.
Whoa.
That their story doesn't matter, that their message doesn't matter. And that was a breakthrough for me. And so I knew I wanted to write a book that was one half self-development in getting our thinking straight. And the second half was on the marketing tools and tactics, because you can learn all the stuff. You know this, Carrie. You can learn all of the marketing techniques. But if you don't fundamentally believe your message matters to people, you're not going to do it.
Tanisha, I'm going to ask you to tag Lisa Mosier, because we've been having chats about this recently. In fact, this topic came up in my high-level mastermind, which is not cheap, and it's a big-time commitment of your life and your heart. And they even said this, Jonathan. They said, you know what? I feel like I don't have the confidence to sell myself. This is how, in my opinion, Jonathan, the enemy is winning. Because you're right. It's not about the bells, the whistles, the three clicks, the lead magnet, the upsell. If you have all that, but you don't have the belief, you're going to repel people. Give us some success stories, because I'm sure along the way you've met people who said, I didn't think my message matters. Now I've read Jonathan's book, or I've applied the framework, the content, and now I'm getting different results. What are some of those people? And by the way, folks, I'm going to give away a free copy of Jonathan's book at the end of this show to the most engaged member. So I want to hear people ask questions, like it, share it, tag it. Someone needs to hear this today. Give us some case studies, Jonathan.
Absolutely. And I'll give you just two off the top of my head. Well, I'll give you three real quick ones. The first one was a couple of years ago, a lady by the name of Linda Cardamas. She was a middle school math teacher. She'd started a blog wanting to help Christian school teachers do classroom management better. And she came to me and said, I've got this blog. I'm trying to help Christian school teachers. I don't know how to monetize this. I don't know what to do. I'm struggling with it. And so we landed on her putting her knowledge into a course called Classroom Management 101. Mm. Well, fast forward, it's, you know, been what, 6 years? And she not only works from home full time helping Christian school teachers, but she has her husband, who had an IT career, left his day job to come work for the home business. And they are thriving today. And what's amazing is how many people would think, well, I can't build a business ministering to Christian school teachers. That could never pay the bills with that. She is killing it. And that is her niche. Second story is Chad Allen, somebody you and I know.
Yes.
We first met Chad when he had not made $1 online. He used to work in the publishing industry on the other side as a regular employee, but on the side, he had his heart in wanting to help people get their books in the world.
Yes.
And I remember having a conversation with him at the very beginning. He said, Jonathan, when do I start monetizing my blog? I said, yesterday. We need to get you started. And we came away with this idea of book proposal. That is the thing, you know, which then became Book Proposal Academy. Now he's got a membership site. Now he's left his day job to go do this full time. And the third one is somebody you and I both had a lot of influence on, but I met him years ago at the very beginning, was Daryl Stinson.
Oh, yeah.
He just has an amazing story.
He's one of our authors. He's one of our authors. Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of your authors. I met him several years ago, and he was like, I don't know. I got the story. I want to do something. I want to help second chance athletes. I don't know what to do. And through the process, I said, get into my mastermind. I want to start helping you. And then I heard he was going to do a book. He jumped in, did a book with you guys. He's got Jack Canfield, who's written endorsements for it. I mean, he's created this platform. He's helping other people.
Yes.
And this is just a couple of stories. And so I want everyone to know that regardless if you're a burned out athlete, if you're a burned out corporate employee, or you're a burned out middle school math teacher, there is an opportunity for you. But it starts by believing you have a message.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, it's almost like you can have the best, like, what? Here's an analogy because of a pandemic. It's almost like someone who has a cure for someone's illness. I mean, they're dying there. The person has the cure that's going to save the other person, but they say, I just don't know if I should share my cure because maybe it'll fail. Or maybe they'll be upset if I tell them that I have a cure. I mean, is this kind of, it's a weird analogy, but the woman who helps schools, Daryl, who helps second chance athletes, Chad, who helps authors, all of these people have a cure for someone's problem, and they almost let themselves get in the way because they didn't think they mattered. Is this true?
Absolutely. In fact, I would even add this to what you just said. As Christians, we have a stewardship responsibility to share that knowledge, to share that gift, to share that experience, because we all are part of a bigger story. And God has his own way of bringing people into our paths who need the message we have to share. And it's not about us trying to get the results. It's about us stewarding our gift. A couple years ago, this was probably, 7-8 years ago, when I was still just, you know, I was doing things online. I was full-time, but still trying to figure out how to get to the next level. And my wife wrote something. She's real creative. She took this piece of board and she put chalk paint on it. And then she put it in a chalk markings. Steward your gift, trust God for the results. And that settled me. And it allowed me to say, I just need to wake up every day and serve people. And that consistency of continuing to show up and serve people with what I believe is a message I have to share is going to over time produce results, but that's in God's hands. I need to focus on what I can control. And so that, I would add that to what you just said, but absolutely, we have a responsibility and a stewardship responsibility to share our message.
You ready for your first question?
Let's do it.
From the crowd. By the way, Joe's watching from Michigan, just got off with him. And I mentioned your name. He said, oh, Jonathan, he's amazing. And so you have a great reputation out there. Joyce says, sometimes it's not that you think you don't matter, but it's that you don't know how. Have you bumped up against that, where some people actually do have confidence, but they don't have competence? Is your book, I think you said it's half that and half the other. Talk about us.
Yes. So the first part is in nailing down your message. And Carrie, you did a great job of this in your Day Job to Dream Job book, which I think there's more parts highlighted than not highlighted in that book.
Oh, and I was just like, cool.
I was like, Carrie and I are just like, I'm like, this is an awesome book.
Well, so, and I got to compliment you. I bought your mastermind course, and your course gave me the confidence to lead my first mastermind probably around that time, 7 years ago. So notice how Jonathan helped me. I helped him, and that's synergy right there. But go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first answer is getting clear on your message. And part two of the book, I talk about a whole section called Discovering Your Message. And I think this is the part that people get unclear on is like, how do I know what is a powerful message to begin with? And it comes down to three things: purpose, people, and passion. And the way that I define purpose is it's not in a thing. It's not in a title. It's not in a job. It's not in a company. Your purpose is what is inside of you. It's the gift that you've been given. It's that unique ability.
That's good.
It's that thing that you were born with, the way that you see the world, your uniqueness, your unique worldview. Tapping into that is your purpose. Two, it is people. You can't serve everybody. So who is the audience that you're going to serve? Get specific. And then finally is passion. Now, the way I like to define passion in the book is it's what problem are you passionate about solving for the next 2 to 5 years?
That's good right there. We got to talk about that. Can we talk about that? Because
absolutely,
I feel like there's some authors out there who say, you know, I published the book and I'm bored, and now I got to go write another book, and they forget that they have to market it. And here's what I tell people a lot of times. I say, do you ever think Bono gets tired of singing Where the Streets Have No Name? I mean, he's been singing it for 3-4 decades. The point is that, like, people show up at the concert, and if he doesn't sing that song, they feel ripped off. But you're saying you got to plan this thing for 2 to 5 years. And I think some people are, you seen that logo where people are inches from the diamonds and then they turn back? Don't you think that people, some of your clients, some of my clients, they're inches from the diamond, but then they say, I'm not getting the results.
Yes. Give up too soon, right? It's the whole idea of like, and I liken this to, I give an example of a farmer in the book. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, think about a farmer. If a farmer, let's say a brand new farmer, he bought some land. And then the first day he went and tilled that land, he put down his seed. He went to bed that night. He was so excited. He was just like, I can't wait. This is just great. This is my dream of being a farmer. And the next morning he wakes up, he runs to the window, pulls open the curtains, looks out and sees nothing. It's the same as it was yesterday. And he throws his hand up and says, see, I knew I was not a good farmer.
Ooh,
as ridiculous as that sounds, that's how a lot of us treat our business, the thing that we want. Our book, we treat it that way. We plant in the spring. We even, you know, try to till it and take care of it and weed it during the summer, and we give up before the harvest. Don't allow that to happen. Like, stay with it.
That's so good. So I love the fact that, you know, I read a ton of books. I listen to a ton of books. So first of all, what I like about your book is you can get it in multiple versions. You can get it in three right now: Kindle, hardcover, paperback. I got to ask you, are you doing audio too soon?
Yes. Ever? We are already got it scheduled. The challenge has been with COVID actually finding a studio to go record the audiobook, but it's coming.
Who is your publisher? Baker?
Baker Books.
Yes, I like Baker. They did two of mine. You connected me with Chad, I believe, which is awesome. And good. So you're going to get a studio there, which is fantastic. But I like about your book that, folks, he just did a great little point here, and that is he referenced the book. Like, Joyce asked a question and you went right back to the book and said purpose, people, passion, and you were serious. Like, part one, this is the whole self-development. Mm-hmm. I love it. So this gets into the mindset, and I love how you equip and arm people so that they're believing themselves. Then you come in here and you perfect the whole technique. That's awesome. And then what is, talk to us about part three and part four as well.
Yeah. So part three is getting into the actual tactics of today. And these are principles. We didn't get into naming things because you know how tools and things change. We get into what are the eternal principles about getting your message out there. And there's four that I've been teaching for a few years. And it's the four habits that we try to help our students and clients really put their focus into, because we are distracted more than ever. And what we need is clarity on the four areas that we need to be spending our time. And so those are the create, capture, compile, and connect habit. That create habit is about what are you doing to give free value out there so you can attract people to your message. And the things that are the most popular out there are blogging, podcasting, YouTube videos, or live streaming like we're doing right now. Those are some of the more popular ways. But we've got to put our message out there and bring and give free value. But we don't want to stop there. We want to get them on our list, and that's the capture habit. How do you build that email list so you can nurture the relationship, which then leads to the compile, which is compiling your knowledge and products into products and services, something you do a great job of well, Kerry, and I know that's something you and I both love to do, is build multiple income streams around one book. And then finally, number four, is connect. How do we go out there and get the traffic where people are already hanging out and get them to come start consuming our message, get on our email list, and purchase our products and services?
So if people, I want you to all realize, folks, and again, the more engaged you are, the more you catch our attention, the more we're going to give away one of these copies. And if you're not the one who wins, go get yourself a few copies. In fact, Tanisha bought three and she passed one on to her husband. But if you take out one of these steps, for example, create, compile, and connect, but you never have capture. Whoa, let's talk about that. Skipping one of the four. What happens? You and I both know people who do this, this, and this, but not this. What happens?
So I'll give you a real live example. You remember a couple years ago, it's been a few years now, when Facebook changed their algorithm.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be you had a Facebook page and you made a post, everybody saw your
post. Yes.
And it was like the glory days. I'll never forget, a lady reached out to me right after Facebook made the changes, and it was like 15% were seeing your post.
Yep.
And she's like, my business has dried up overnight. I had 30,000 Facebook fan page followers, and now they're not seeing the post. I don't know what to do. What did I do wrong? That's number one. Number two, I actually talk about in the book, remember Vine?
Oh yeah.
It's something everybody forgets about, but I actually wrote about this in the book on the capture, because I thought it was so powerful and so important. And basically what I talked about was how that dried up for what was known as Viners at the time.
I remember
their
that
business completely dried up. It was actually a whole article on entrepreneur.com that talked about it. And
I remember Gary V was like, "Oh yeah, Vine is going to go, you know, so big, blah, blah, blah." Yeah, you put all your chips on any one platform, right?
There was even a group of Viners, popular Viners, who were out filming a documentary when they heard and got the word that Twitter was going to kill the Vine platform. And the people who had followers on Vine, unless they just also had followers on YouTube, everything dried up overnight. And so having an email list is traffic you own and traffic you control.
Yes.
That is the key if you're going to have an online business.
So true. So true. And I'll tell you what, I'll argue with people that everyone's business is an online business.
It is now, right? Isn't it?
Right? I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, some of us are only online business, but even brick and mortar, yeah. It's like with COVID,
mm-hmm.
you just blew up if you didn't have, you know, I was in Tennessee the other day and I was at a baking, cooking store, not because I wanted to be there, but my wife was there and I was supporting her. And, you know, different sauces, barbecue, jams, all this stuff. And I go up to the lady and I say, you know, just talking small talk. I said, "How has COVID affected your store?" And she looked at me and she said, "If we didn't have our online sales, we would have gone under."
Wow.
But the fact that we had a shutdown and immediately put all the products online, or were already online, actually, people just diverted their attention and said, "I'll just go buy online." But what you're saying, Jonathan, is true. Like Facebook ads shifted for our business. And luckily, providentially, we pivoted. But there's a lot of people who, you know, you get shut down or banned from a certain platform, you're done. So how do we protect ourselves, Jonathan, with this world we live in today?
Well, I think it just goes back to that email list. Until something else comes along, that is the thing that, like, you own. In fact, even for me, I, you know, even though I use an email marketing software, we regularly download our entire CSV file because you never know. You know, I know certain other platforms, not the one that I'm on, have actually also, like, pretty much hijacked or said, "You violated our terms of agreements because you sent out an affiliate link. And so we have shut down your account." And the blogger friend that I knew, he had no way of actually getting to his email list. So at the end of the day, it's about that email list, because if your website goes down, if your Facebook page goes, you know, you get banned from Facebook, if you, you know, whatever it is, and we see a lot of that happening today with cancel culture. With that happening, you can send an email out and say, "Hey, you can find me over here now. This is where I am." So that is, I think, to me, that is what's going to isolate you. I had a friend, a mentor, who told me early on, and this was the best advice I ever received. He said, "Jonathan, there's only two things you can take with you to the grave with your business. Number one, it's your reputation, how you treat people. And number two, it's your email list." And that was the just most sound advice that I needed to hear early on.
Wow. Folks, I'm loving this. People are saying, you know, like they're echoing. Leah from Texas, I believe. Leah, are you from Texas? I think you are. Leah is a great author. She sent me her book. In fact, you sent me a pen that I use often, almost every morning, Leah. So thank you. But these amazing people here, they need to learn these lessons. I need to learn these lessons. What else, Jonathan? I know that you have another part there. Live your message. It's kind of like the final part of the book? What's in that section? And by the way, folks, get this book. I mean, this is amazing. Jonathan fits our core values. He fits the serving, not selling. He fits everything that we stand for. That's why I brought him on, no problem. But what's part four about?
So part four, and actually I appreciate you. You gave me permission to tell your story because I thought this was so important. It's about living your message. So how do you live it each and every day? You know, times get tough. Business goes up, it goes down. Our emotions go up and down. We got started. We're doing the marketing. But how are we showing up every single day to our audience? And the parts that I love is I really talk about three important things. And that is encouraging hearts, educating heads, and empowering hands. So it really goes back to the heart, the head, and the hands. Encouraging hearts. It doesn't matter what industry or niche you're in. If you're dealing with people, you're dealing with potential discouragement or a need of hope. And if you're a person, especially in the last year, it doesn't matter if you're a restaurant. If you could provide hope to people in some way, they're drawn to that. People are drawn to hope. And I talk about in the book why the Lord of the Rings would have never happened if it wasn't for C.S. Lewis.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that part.
And it's like incredible. Yeah, it's incredible that J.R.R. Tolkien sent a letter to the Tolkien Society after C.S. Lewis died and said, if it were not for the persistent encouragement from C.S. Lewis, the Lord of the Rings would have never happened. That's the power of encouragement. And so we're called to encourage. But then it's educating heads. And, you know, we need to have value in what we bring. Give people the tools, help them to take steps forward. And then the last one is about empowering hands. What can we do to help people move from delay to action and actually get them to take action? So that's where we wrap up the book.
All right. We're going to pick a winner here for the book. And let me check my Slack here. And we are going to pick Leah. So Leah, who has been very active multiple times here. Yeah, big congrats to her. If you didn't get the book, you can get the book. Like I mentioned, we're going to provide a link here. And we're dropping the Amazon links, but you can tell, I mean, this book has been out not that long. It already has 57 reviews and people are digging it. And I mean, Amazon is really behind this, but what a great, great book. What's your vision? I know you have one of these big visions, different than mine, but I have a big vision and I've read it before. In fact, I think I have it memorized, but don't quote me in case I get it wrong. Don't you have a big vision? Is it like 1,000 or 10,000 or something to get those many bloggers full time or something?
Yep.
Tell me about
you
that.
Got it. So we're working aggressively at that by 2025. We want to literally help. And just like we were sharing some stories earlier, we want 1,000 people to go from just stepping into the game, believing their message matters, over to doing this full time. With their writing or podcasting, or they're doing videos or live streaming, we want to help them, give them the tools to build their audience around that message they have. That's really the heart of what we do, is the audience building piece of it. And it's a challenge. It's what we love, those challenges, is helping them get in the trenches, build the list, build the traffic, so that they can get their message heard. And so. Kind of our core internal thing that we talk about on our team is every messenger deserves to have their message heard. And that's what we're passionate about.
That's good. Hey, last question for you. Why? Because I know the answer, but I don't know if the people know the answer. Why? What shifts when people can go full time with their passion? In other words, this is your story. This is my story. This is a lot of our Chad Allen's story. This is a lot of the people we run with. They see us now and they're like, oh, that's easy for you. But those years where a lot of people right now are right where we were, what changes when you can do it full time? Why is that a better thing?
The first thing is you get your life back for a lot of people. I remember Chad, one of his first weeks of being full time with his business online, he sent me a text and he said, I just walked into the kitchen and it was 3 o'clock. And I told my wife, I think I'm done working today. And it's like, there's nobody saying you got to sit here at this desk till 5 p.m. And that was what was important for me. You know, I never missed a basketball game for my son. I never missed a volleyball game. I traveled to Orlando several times to attend volleyball tournaments in the middle of the week. The only dad in the stands cheering their daughter on, which, you know, and nothing against those other dads. It's just making and choosing a different yes. path. And so I'd say the big thing is you get your life back. And, you know, for me, money doesn't just buy things. It buys time. It's time for me to spend time with my family, time to be available to do whatever God wants me to do. And just having that time freedom, that's like the big one for me.
That's so good. I love it. Well, where can people find out more about you? Where is your book found? I mean, obviously I shared it on Amazon. Give us some next steps here.
Yeah. So we're at marketyourmessage.com where we do a lot of our teaching about how to build that audience. And also we have a site for our book called yourmessagemattersbook.com. And currently we're giving free copies for people in the U.S. Just pay for shipping to grab a free copy. But you can also get it at the bookstore. You can get it on Amazon. So it's however you want to get it. Go get it.
And the audio is coming soon, but like yes. most books, I digest them in multiple versions and formats. So Jonathan, this was fantastic. And like I said, your teaching over the years has been just outstanding. I love the reputation comment you made, because there's a lot of people in the business that they don't care. They do play the short game, but you're one of these people who is playing the long game. And I think God's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. So thanks for being here today, my friend.
Thank you for having me. And Kerry, I just appreciate everything you're doing for others and the awesome reputation you have, because we have a lot of people that interact with both of us and they have nothing but good things to say about you and your team and what you're doing for people. So I appreciate what you're doing to serve others.
Thank you so much, my friend. You make it a great day, and you, Chad, and I will have to get together here soon.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.